Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We want to end our show today by remembering the poet and publisher William Corbett, who died last Friday from cancer. He was 75 years old. He was Bill to his friends, and he was a lion in the Boston poetry community. For decades, he organized reading events around Greater Boston, including in his own home in the South End. His home was described as one of the most important literary salons in the country. Corbett also had an independent press called Pressed Wafer, and he championed writers and artists whose work often existed outside the mainstream. Corbett and his wife Beverly left Boston for Brooklyn in 2012 to be closer to their daughters and grandchildren, but their presence is still deeply felt in this city. Radio producer and poet Sean Cole has been thinking a lot about his friend Bill Corbett, and he shares this memory.
Back in 2007, I went to a poetry reading that Bill Corbett gave at the Plow and Stars pub in Cambridge. I was working on a story about National Poetry Month and how a lot of poets think it's a silly institution. The bar was crowded with a lot of Bill's friends and fans. He wasn't even in charge of the event that afternoon, and yet he seemed like he was, confidently and comfortably holding court in one corner, as always. A few of his students were in the crowd, as well as poets he had published over the years. I squeezed my way over toward him. He always made you feel like he was happy to see you.
Hi.
John.
How are you?
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm doing a story about National Poetry Month. A lot of poets hate National Poetry Month.
I don't hate it, not at all.
You don't hate it?
Oh, no. Why? Who could expend that kind of energy?
Do you think about it at all? Did you used to think about it?
Yes, I think about it because I always write something for the Phoenix. So I think about $150. That's all I think about it. Sean, for you and me, every day is Poetry Day, and every month is National Poetry Month.
This was Bill in a nutshell. Sardonic, funny, with that round, commanding voice that was equal parts bear hug and hard punch to the shoulder. And he's joking there, but every day was Poetry Day to him. He ran his press, Pressed Wafer, out of his house in Columbus Square. Stacks of books filling a room. If he had you over for one of his historic parties, he might also casually slip you spare volumes he thought you should read. His tastes were broad and yet discerning. Even just the slim little collection of mine he put out felt like such an achievement. And he was almost an athletic listener. You'd see him at other people's readings sitting with his head bowed, nodding along to the rhythms a little. And whenever he performed himself, he'd usually begin with someone else's work that he liked.
I'm going to read a poem of Jordan Davis.
He did that at this reading at the Plow and Stars. Another poet, Jordan Davis, was on the bill too, but couldn't make it due to weather. So Bill spent a solid 4 minutes reading a long poem of Jordan's. It felt like a deeply inclusive thing to do. As did, weirdly, his razzing me for pointing a microphone at him the whole time.
Jordan, here's Sean Cole sitting at my feet where he's only too happy to be. And when you listen to the program, you'll hear how little will actually be on it. Perhaps a few busted syllables for Bill. Written in pencil.
And this is a poem of Bill's.
The lake under rain, wind, streams, and water. A day full of words, mostly unspoken. Lightning, the bowl filled with peonies. Long enough ago to know better, Marnie, you were here when my mother, your grandmother, died, lay dying. Not so far away, I couldn't go. I didn't, had reasons that today I can't remember. No wonder we lie to ourselves, to others, selfish, easier than facing who we are. If that's the thunder, tell me something I don't know, or say it in a way I've never heard before.
This isn't really something you're supposed to say on the radio, but I wish you could see Bill read that poem, as well as hear him. He had this way of sweeping his face upwards, eyes closed, like he was unable to contain the beauty of the world, or maybe the sadness of it, or the fact that it's hard to tell the difference between those two things sometimes. He would think that was ridiculous, what I just said. He would smirk at me like, get over yourself, kid. I wish I'd given him the chance to do that. That I'd said all these nice things to his face while he was still around to make fun of me for it.
Sean Cole is a producer for This American Life out of WBEZ in Chicago. He was remembering longtime Boston poet Bill Corbett, who died last week. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Zoe Mitchell. Tim Skog is our technical director. We had engineering help today from Matt Lissette. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Deborah Becker. Have a great weekend. And join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.